This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Just wow, Bernie Sanders just confirmed everything I've been warning about when it comes to Democrats and depopulation, eugenics, you know, abortion promotion, all that. Bernie Sanders, this is on the CNN Climate Change Town Hall, the 7-hour circus marathon of lunatics that aired on September 4th, 2019. Bernie Sanders came out and said that he wants U.S. taxpayers to fund abortion programs in countries where people of color live. Now, I'm paraphrasing his words, but he was asked a question about depopulation, and his answer to that shows that he supports global scale eugenics, reducing the population of black babies and brown babies through the organized mass murder of unborn babies, and to have that whole thing funded by U.S. taxpayers. That's what Bernie Sanders now supports. And he's admitted it. He's just out in the open now, like all these Democrats. They're just out in the open. They want to murder babies. They're just out in the open. Now they say hurricanes are all man-made, even though for years they've said that weather control is a conspiracy theory. So it's just everything they say now contradicts what they used to say. They used to say, we're not coming for your guns. Don't worry. We just want common sense gun control. Now it's like, we're going to come take your guns at gunpoint, you know? And Pete Buttplug is out there saying that carbon dioxide is a sin against God. This is a gay man who engages in gay sex, and he thinks that carbon dioxide is the sin. Wow, these people are losing it. It's a circus of illiteracy, lunacy, sociopaths. But the winner of the circus, the gold medal winner, has got to be Bernie Sanders, who says that we want U.S. taxpayers. Well, he says he wants taxpayers to fund the organized global mass genocide of black and brown babies. It's amazing. It's amazing. Oh, and by the way, Kamala Harris said that the government should regulate how much red meat you're allowed to eat, you know, because the government should go with you when you go grocery shopping. And the government should tell you, you can't buy another hot dog. Now, there are plenty of reasons not to buy hot dogs. You know, they contain sodium nitrite, which causes cancer for one thing. But if you were to go buy fresh meat and eat it sparingly as part of a diet that includes a lot of fruits and vegetables, there's nothing wrong with that. But Kamala Harris wants the government to set limits on red meat. And all of this, by the way, including the depopulation agenda of Bernie Sanders now, all of this is being done in the name of saving the planet from climate change. That's right. It's the climate boogeyman, the climate scare story, the climate crisis. That was the focus of the 7-hour marathon of lunacy broadcast by CNN. It's all about the climate. And because they've pushed mass climate hysteria, they can then justify anything in order to stop climate change, including the organized killing of black babies and brown babies, both unborn and already born, in third world countries or developing nations or all over Africa, whatever. They can justify that now. They can say, well, to stop climate change, they have to kill black babies. This has become the Democrat platform. And I'm wondering, how can a black person ever vote Democrat again, knowing that it's the Democrat Party that wants U.S. taxpayers to fund the organized eugenics, genocide, and murder of black babies all over the world? Now, remember, Planned Parenthood, which, of course, murders black babies by the millions every few years in America, Planned Parenthood was founded by Margaret Sanger, a eugenicist who said that she thought black people were weeds that had to be weeded out of the gene pool. That was her view. She was a racist, psychopath, you know, cold-blooded mass murderer advocate. And so she founded Planned Parenthood to kill black babies. And the Democrats are all about Planned Parenthood, aren't they? And you know what they say? It's a woman's choice. It's a woman's choice. But of course, they don't believe in a woman's choice when it comes to vaccines or self-defense with a firearm or saying no to chemotherapy or anything. They don't believe in woman's choice on anything except abortion. But the real agenda of abortion is murdering black babies, which is why the Planned Parenthood centers are set up in black neighborhoods. All this funding goes to reduce black populations and populations of people of color all around the world. And no, I'm not referring to Elizabeth Warren. She is as white as you can get. She's Mrs. Whitey Whitecakes, and she says that she was a woman of color. She's got no color. The point is that Bernie Sanders is an old dinosaur white guy advocating the organized, well-funded mass murder of black babies all over the world. He wants to export abortion to countries that are mostly populated by black people and brown people and people of color. So here we go. This is pure communism at work. This is what communists always do. They get into power and then they commit genocide. And it's for the planet. It's for saving the climate, he says. We've got to save the climate by getting rid of the black people. This is the new Bernie Sanders slogan, or it should be. How can any person support these people? These young Democrats, there was a video recently where they were all signing petitions to save unborn baby eagles. Save the baby eagles. They're in their eggs. We have to save the eggs and save the eagles. And they would sign that petition, no problem. But when it came to saving unborn baby humans, they were like, oh, no, we're not going to save them. They want to save the eagles, but not the humans. You understand? And when it comes to which groups of humans to kill first, they always choose the black babies. Because Democrats are genocidal, mass-murdering lunatics. Democrats ran the KKK. Democrats promoted segregation of white and black schools. Democrats opposed the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Democrats were the racists. They ran the KKK militant arm of the Democrat Party, and Democrats pushed gun control to keep guns out of the hands of black men, mostly, who, you know, freed slaves who were trying to defend themselves against bigots that were chasing them down. And so the Democrats just kept pushing gun control, like, oh, don't let a black man defend himself. Can't have a black man with a firearm in this country. That would be crazy. And these are the same people that say it's a woman's choice to kill her own baby, especially if she's black. I'm telling you, Democrats are lunatic, psychotic, mass murderers, and they love to murder black people for some reason. Talk about eugenics. You talk about beyond Adolf Hitler. These Democrats, like Bernie Sanders, he's a communist, eugenics, genocidal, mass murder advocate. By definition, he admits it. This is what he wants. Oh, and you're supposed to pay for it. He's going to tax the American people to pay for all this because, of course, you know, murdering babies in third world countries where black people live, that takes money. And so he's going to take that money from you, the taxpayer, the American taxpayer. You got to fund his communist, genocidal, mass murder spree that targets black and brown babies. How do these Democrats have any support at all? They are lunatics. They are genocidal maniacs. They're like Bond villains from the James Bond movies. These people are truly insane, and they are dangerous. They're demented, and they're running for president. And all they can do is say Trump is bad? I don't hear Trump calling for the murder of black babies, do you? No. Can you imagine if he did? Can you imagine the outcry if Trump said, oh, we have to fund abortion in countries where brown babies and black babies are born? Can you imagine the outcry? Oh, racist. He's for sure racist. But when Bernie Sanders says it, the media, they applaud. Oh, yay. Bernie Sanders, it's a woman's choice to eradicate black babies, Mr. Sanders. You're so visionary. It's insane. He's applauded for genocide. That's what the Democrats have come to. Wow. Wow. Hey, share this with everyone you know. Of course, I'm completely censored because I tell the truth about all this. I'm censored because I actually take a stand for the human rights of black people, by the way, and all people, come to think of it. And I'm married to a Taiwanese woman who is an immigrant, and I support basic human rights for all people on this planet, including Africans, including Hispanics, including, I mean, everybody, including gays, including lesbians and so on. Everybody deserves human rights. I've been consistent with that from the very beginning, and that's why I'm consistently banned, because they want to silence the voice of people who love humanity. The only way you are allowed to speak is if you hate humanity and you call for mass murder and genocide and eugenics, killing, organized infanticide and abortion, just stabbing black babies. This is what Sanders wants to pay people to do using your money. That's what's applauded. Wow. That's what it has come to. Unreal. Stay informed. Keep reading my website, naturalnews.com. And I post videos like and podcasts like this at Brighteon.com, the YouTube alternative for free speech. That's where you get the truth now. YouTube bans all this stuff. Brighteon.com is where you get the truth. Thanks for listening. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Rangers store. We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world, because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.